Margot liked it so well at the Littles' house, she decided to stay for a while instead of returning to the open country. She and Stuart became fast friends, and as the days passed, it seemed to Stuart that she grew more and more beautiful. He hoped she would never go away from him. One day when Stuart had recovered from bronchitis, he took his new skates and put on his ski pants and went out to look for an ice pond. He didn't get far. The minute he stepped out into the street, he saw an Irish terrier, so he had to shinny up an iron gate and jump into a garbage can where he hid in a grove of celery. While he was there, waiting for the dog to go away, a garbage truck from the Department of Sanitation drove up to the curb, and two men picked up the can. Stuart felt himself being hoisted high in the air. He peered over the side and saw that in another instant, he and everything in the can would be dumped into the big truck. "If I jump now, I'll kill myself," thought Stuart. So he ducked back into the can and waited. The men threw the can with a loud bump into the truck, where another man grabbed it, turned it upside down, and shook everything out. Stuart landed on his head, buried 2 feet deep in wet, slippery garbage. All around him was garbage, smelling strong, under him, over him, on all four sides of him. Garbage! Just an enormous world of garbage and trash and smell. It was a messy spot to be in. He had egg on his trousers, butter on his cap, gravy on his shirt, orange pulp in his ear, and banana peel wrapped around his waist.